Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Welcome to another episode of Puckle's new Game Corner Plus. I am your host, Linian, as always, and I am joined by two fantabulous co-hosts. Now, the first one you will know is the sweetheart of the podcast, everyone's crush, and the one we just have to keep the fanboys off of. Lord Jashiro, how are you doing today?
Just fighting them off constantly, but adoring the love. How are you, Linian?
Doing well. Everyone always responds to the joke, but no one asks me how I'm doing, and I appreciate that, bro.
Well, you know me.
And our other, I wouldn't say competitor, just because, you know, we're all about sharing love today, is the one, I'm sure there's probably some other fluffy ones, so I wouldn't say the only, but, you know, the one we have, the fluffiest Whimsicott. How are you doing?
I am doing exceptionally fluffily. Thank you.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
So we've had Crown Tundra out for a week and or a day, depending on who you are. So how have your guys' experiences been with this? I don't think any of us have been on the main show since Crown Tundra's out.
I recorded a show like 3 hours ago, but someone is not paying attention to the sheet.
And I knew it wasn't me this week. That's as best I can do.
Exactly. That's what matters.
That's enough. Fair. Totally fair. I loved it. I want a Calyrex plush as soon as possible. I lived for pretty much every part of it. I especially enjoyed trying to figure out how to get the mythical that's no longer a mythical after you gave me the hint that it was a really, really incredibly stupid, absurd process. I managed it.
I knew it was in the game. I still couldn't figure it out. I was like, all right, I'll bite my pride and watch you, Austin John plays.
I love the dude, though. Like, I love him.
And Jashiro, you were mentioning before the show, you've had less time with it than the rest of us.
Right, because I've been away doing a lot of things. I was in Vegas last week. Before that, I was taking care of my mother. So I got really disconnected from everything, really. And finally this week, it's my first week back. And I'm like, oh, and Linnea needed someone for the show. I'm like, you know what? I really want to be there. Yeah, I'm available, sure. And I'm like, what's going on in the world of Pokemon? I'm like, oh, this came out last week? So I downloaded it yesterday and I've been playing a lot of it, though. I love it. I really didn't think I was gonna like Calyrex, because when I saw him on the trailers and stuff on previews, it didn't really seem that cool, or, you know, it's just weird more than anything.
Yeah, I wasn't enthused.
Every time I see something with a huge head, I think of, you know, the brain from Pinky of the Brain, or
But that's not where his brain is. That's a crown. You can see his head is like the tiny one underneath.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, context helps.
Yeah.
Because once I learned that was a crown, I'm like, oh, it makes a little bit more sense. This is not just a weird thing that I think is going to turn evil and kill everyone on Earth. So, but other than that, the horses are amazing. I really want both of them, and I hate that I can only get one. And I seems this is something while we were discussing that it's a common opinion. The map is not as interesting as the one from the previous DLC. However, I still enjoy it a lot, and it's bigger, so it's still a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was not a big fan of Calyrex initially, and then his design went from weird bunny with a head hat crown thing to leader of the Wild Hunt, and I went, oh, okay, no, I can get behind this.
Yep.
All right, we've got two games today we are going to be playing. We're going to be playing cooperatively, so instead of going against each other, they will have target scores they are trying to beat. The first game we have is one of the classics, Are You a Boy or a Girl? And I'm going to kick that over to Mr. Rulesman, and he will explain how to play. Without further ado, take it away.
We are now obligated to play Are You a Boy or a Girl? Players will ask questions to try and deduce the identity of an NPC that the host has listed. These questions must be yes or no, and the contestants must frame their guesses in the form of a question. For each question the contestant asks, the amount of points awarded for a correct answer falls. If the contestant cannot remember the name of a character, but can narrow it down to exactly that one character, they may take a 300-point penalty to immediately solve the puzzle. Whichever contestant has the most points at the end of the game wins.
Go. Thank you, Mr. Rulesman, for your description. So, today we've got four NPCs for our heroic compatriots to get themselves through. They have a total of 32 questions that they're trying to get under.
Ooh.
This should be fun.
It would.
32 for four characters? You're not a generous master.
Well, 32 for four is 8 apiece.
That, I know math. I'm saying that's very hard to do in 8 questions.
Linian people like me appreciate you. Don't worry.
I was going to say I wasn't going to say it, but I was going to say it. That wasn't for you, Whimsicott.
Well, you were talking to me, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So, whoever wants to take the first question may have the first question.
Well,
madame?
I was going to say sweethearts first, so Jashira.
Okay, well, the ladies choose, so I will go, are you a boy and a girl?
You did say and, which is not the name of the game. But this character is a girl.
Fair.
Okay, see, we nailed it.
Yes. Okay. Has this character had their debut in generations 1 through 4.
No.
Wow, we've reached to a point where it's now, wow.
Split evenly, yes.
Oh my god. No. It's because when I started the TCG cast and we first, for those of you who remember, we had Who's That Pokemon, it was the smart thing to do at the time was to split it 3 to 3, and now we're basically at 4-4.
Yeah.
Man, time passes. Sorry.
Yep.
So the answer to that question was yes or no?
No, they're not.
They're not. So that means that it's from 5 to 8. Okay, well, this character introduced in the 7 to 8.
No.
Generations. Nope. Okay. So it's 5 to 6.
Hmm. Okay. Well, at this point.
It's best to start guessing.
Is this character from Gen 5 originally?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Should I go for the gym leader question?
Yes.
Well, is it a gym leader?
This character is not a gym leader.
Okay. How many questions are we in there? 5?
That was question 5.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Do you battle this character?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a girl you battle who is not a gym leader. That leaves you, you have 2 Elite Four members, a champion. No member of the evil team is female that you battle, which is good for us. Mm-hmm. And then you have 1 female rival.
Right.
So that's not a lot of characters.
No.
So we should probably ask, is this character a member of the Elite Four?
That is correct.
There we go.
Okay. Well, there is only 2 of them, and one is Chantal, if I remember correctly. And the other is... what's the other one? Caitlin.
Yeah. Chantal wasn't the rival.
No, that's Bianca.
Right.
Chantal is a ghost type Elite Four.
Right.
I think. And Caitlin is a psychic type Elite Four. So we just need one other question to narrow it down.
You can...
Or we can guess. See, I was trying to play Who's That Pokemon.
Technically, you do have it down to one.
How do we have it?
Chantal was ghost, you said, right?
I think. He said we have it down to one, but I'm not convinced.
You do.
You have it down to two, no?
There's two elite... Oh, no, we do have it down to one, because Caitlin debuted in Gen 4.
Yeah, you told me this earlier before you recorded, so I'm willing to give that to you.
Yeah.
You have it down to one.
So, Jushiro, you do the honors.
Caitlin?
No, it's Chantal, so...
Okay. So, is this Chantal?
Yes, it is. In 8 questions, exactly.
Hey!
We got that one on par.
Yep.
Good.
I was like, I wonder. I'm like, yeah, no, she talked about this earlier. It's going to any second now. And they kept going. I'm like,
you do know it's past my bad time, right?
All right. Use worry out your grass type. Immune to worry seed. Can't do that. Okay. I have the second one ready. So, Whimsicott, if you'll lead us on.
Are you a boy or and a girl? Hey, it's 2020, people.
Exactly. Get with the program.
I'm looking fondly at my index to English 8th edition on my desk and just going, I'm sorry. Gently stroking the spine.
It's not a gender issue, it's a grammar issue.
I know I got exactly. I know I got it the other way around, but I can't. I'm a foreigner.
Just sitting here clutching my Longman student grammar guide.
If you want, I will try to sneak in a conjunctive, if it makes you feel better.
No. This character, like myself, is male.
Okay. Was this character from Gen 5 to 8?
No.
No.
Yes, I can't count. Yes.
Yes, okay. So, here we go.
Okay, should we metagame this? Is this character from Gen 5?
Okay, I'm when I say it can't count, as in, like, I can't tell what's above or below a number. Not like, oh, I counted on my fingers which one they are, so just, I'm not gonna give you that.
I mean,
if you wanna ask that question, you can.
I would personally, like, are you okay sticking with that question?
Sure.
They're not from Gen 5.
Cool, Jushiro, your turn. I met a game, but then I play fair.
Okay, so we have from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Alola, we got Galar.
Mm-hmm.
Is this character from 7th gen, Alola?
No.
Okay.
It's either from 6 or the newest generation.
Yeah, but okay. So it's a boy from Gens 6 or 8. Is this character a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay. So, Gen 6 had, okay, so let's count them out. Let's start with the most memorable of them all, Ramos. Then you have rock climbing guy, Grant. I think his name is Grant.
Right.
Then you have...
I was going to say, was this region European? But then I realized that would have been a mistake.
Well, technically, Brexit.
Well, true.
Brexit happened.
British gent, I'm very sorry. We didn't mean to trigger you. Game Corner is a safe space.
Okay, then you have Clement.
Mm-hmm.
And for the life of me, I cannot remember the fourth male gym leader from Gen 6. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Grant, Clement, Ramus.
Aldo was from which game?
Aldo is from Gen 5.
Gen 5. Okay, I'm getting them mixed in my head.
And a champion.
And a champion. Yes. Okay, fair enough.
And it's the dude from Icetown. Can't remember his name currently. We'll get back to that.
Briar or something like that?
So Bryce was the
Bryce.
Ice gym leader in Gen 5.
See, I keep coming back to Gen 5.
But he does, like, I think he has a similar name.
Yeah.
Bryce is someone else, right? Bryce is someone else. I'm terrible with names. Okay, so, and then from Gen 8, you actually have 5 of them because version exclusives. Darn. Okay, you have, Names. Milo.
You got the dragon guy.
I remember Milo.
You got Milo. You got the dragon guy, which is the best friend.
Oh, Raihan.
Of the, yep. Oh,
Raihan.
There we go.
And then you have...
Best friend.
Best friend.
They're best friends.
Okay, then you have Kabu, then you have Alistair, and then you have Gordy.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to, like, write down their types, because this is getting very long and convoluted. So, 2 of them are grass, 1 of them is electric, 1 is ice, 1 is dragon, 1 is rock. 2 of them are rock, actually.
I live for how Whimsicott says dragon.
1 is ghost, and the last one that we mentioned has already slipped my mind. Fire.
Fire, yeah.
Fire.
So, is it my question? I got a question. I was going to ask. Let me consult it with you. I was going to ask, if these types were back at Gen 1, which is it a gym leader with a physical type in or a special typing?
Well, it's a yes or no question, so just format it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do
but
you think?
Keep in mind that 7 of them have special types and only... No, not 7. 6. And 3 of them have physical types.
Okay.
But we could get lucky, so...
Okay. Was this trainer, if the type would have been back at Gen 1, was this trainer a special type of trainer?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. So down to 3.
Okay, down to 6, unfortunately. He said.
Oh, it was the other way around?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was 6 physical and 3 specials.
No. Nope.
Okay.
So, does this character specialize in a type that is weak to ice?
Yes.
Good.
That
is 7.
Okay, so we have Milo, we have Ramus, and we have Raihan.
Right.
I guess we just start guessing.
Yeah. Is this Milo?
No.
Is this Ramus?
Yes.
Yay!
We should have gone with that from the very start.
Right, yeah. You really guessed it.
I may have put this one on the list going, I can guarantee they'll know the name.
Yeah.
Ramos, the only gym leader that is popular just because of Puckle, for Puckle listeners. Otherwise, the rest of the world forgot about him.
Yeah, in fact, you can go around the world and ask people, hey, are you a Pokemon fan? Yeah. Hey, what's the name of the grass type gym leader in Gen 6? If they say Ramos, you go, hey, you listen to my podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a litmus test.
Oh, you're the guys who hate Dexit and won't shut up about it.
Oh my goodness.
Alrighty, Jushi, my friend.
Yes.
It's your turn to start the next one. You're 1 under par. You're at bogey.
Okay. Is it a girl or a day or a boy?
Or a day?
It's a new gender. Day.
We're all but days on this rock orbiting the sun. Life is transient.
Boy, is it a boy or a girl?
This character is male.
Male. Okay.
Does this character originate from generations 1 through 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Boom. I can be more useful now.
Not a stretch.
Is this... Let's mix things up. Is this a gym leader?
No.
Okay.
Good. Is this character a rival?
No.
Okay. Is this character... Do you combat this character? You fight him.
No.
Oh,
no. Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess we should just ask, is this character a professor?
No.
That is even more interesting.
Yeah. Do you fight Bill by any chance?
No, you don't fight Bill.
Okay, so that's one option.
You don't fight Bill. You don't fight, I swear to God, they had this as a character once. You don't fight Steven's father.
You don't fight Steven's father.
Mr. Stone.
No, and I would never do that to you. I swear that on my soul.
Thank you, because in my brain I was
going, have never forgiven
Steven
Snag
as a father.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so you don't fight Bill. You don't fight... Let me think.
Who else do you don't fight that is of... Oh, your mom, but it's not of... Oh, it's a boy, sorry.
Yeah, it's a boy. So, people in... So, Generation 4, as you know, is a giant void. In my
right.
head.
Yeah. It's been so long.
So I don't know if it's from there.
Juniper, but no professors we mentioned.
She's
a girl.
And a girl.
Exactly. And no girl, exactly.
So far we've only come up with Bill. Should we just guess it and see if it's him?
Yeah, is this Bill?
This is not Bill.
Okay. Worth the shot. How many questions in are we?
7.
Hmm. Okay.
So, a male character that I assume has to have a name is not a professor.
Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not a professor's assistant or something like that.
See, the professor's assistants don't have
names. They don't have names. That's when I was... It was a joke, but it's fine.
It's actually the town guard to whom you give tea.
Yeah. Ooh. No, you fight him. You do fight him.
No, oh, that's
Shoot.
Right.
I was thinking Yuzin, but you do fight him, if I'm not mistaken. Hmm.
You do.
Huh.
So, like, the opposite gender version of the characters don't count, right?
They would, but you battle them.
Exactly. Yeah. So
this is a good one.
This is a really good one. So in Generation 3,
Isn't there a Bill like character for each generation up to 4?
I'm just gonna say that Bill would have been the only one that I.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think you would know.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so I can think of several NPCs in Gen 3 that are professors, though.
Right.
Like, so you battle the team admins, you. Battle the team leaders.
Feel it's him.
This is super. Okay, so I'm going through like Generation 1 in my mind, and I don't remember meeting anyone with a name that you don't fight that is not a professor.
Or Bill, yeah.
So Generation 2 is a bit harder for me. I don't have it quite as imprinted in my mind.
Right.
But so. Like,
this is hard. No. When did... No, go ahead. Sorry.
Tell me what your thought was. Maybe we can...
Oh, Looker, but I realized that Looker's...
Looker is from Gen 4.
It's from Gen 4?
Looker is from Gen 4. You're right. Oh,
okay.
It's Looker. Is it Looker?
It's Looker. Okay, good.
Oh, woof. Thank you,
Yeah,
the
for
hero.
Some reason I thought that it was different generations.
No,
like, oh, no, Looker's more
Gen
5.
Well, he keeps showing back up, but he's from Gen 4.
Right.
Good job, Jashiro.
Thank you.
All right, so you do have to get this one in 7 to get it, but you've stayed really close to...
Oof.
Okay, that's decent.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we have to go for it.
Just don't completely blow this one.
Okay. Is this character a boy or a girl? See, I did it right this time.
You did?
A cookie for you.
I didn't know if we'd do this, but we did that correctly. This character is, in fact, a girl.
Okay. Is this girl from generations 1 to 4?
No.
I hate using that question because it's an obvious second question. But it really does just help too much.
Yeah, it cleans up.
It really does.
So sorry to our audience.
I guess, is this character from Generations 7 or 8?
Yes.
They have a lot of characters.
Yeah. Is this a gym leader? Is this character a gym leader?
No.
Okay, it could be a trial.
Could be a trial captain. It could be a lot of stuff. Do you... So you battle pretty much everyone except, like, your mom, Hop's mom, Peonia.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's a worthy question to ask. Should we narrow down the generation to the end?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is she from Gen 7?
No.
Gen 8, okay. Oh, good. At least I have this a little fresher in my mind.
Characters from Gen 7 that are not gym leaders and have names. You have Peonia. You have Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
You have Professor Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. Because So you battle Oleana. You battle the gym leaders. We've established she's not a gym leader. Right. Your mom and Hop's mom don't have names that I know of.
No, they don't. Those aren't named characters.
And other relevant... Ooh, there's Kara Liss as well. The fossil.
I would not consider her...
Okay. Just because she has a name, I thought I would mention her. So we actually only have just three. We should start guessing.
We're in Gen 8.
We're in Gen 8, and we have Professor Magnolia, Sonia, and Peonia. And since he...
So we don't battle this character?
We don't. Wait.
We never asked that question.
We never asked that.
We didn't... oh, right. We asked if she was a gym leader, not if we battle her. So
right.
Oleana comes back into play, actually.
Okay.
So that's four of them. Should we split them down the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this... character introduced as another character's assistant.
That does neatly cut that, doesn't it?
Yep.
That is correct.
There we go.
I will say that you had forgotten Marnie was still in that, but...
Ooh, Marnie.
You did remove her from the pool, so...
Yeah.
Fair. Either way, doesn't matter too much. She's out of the pool anyway. It wasn't the character.
She's a gym leader at the end of the story. She's a gym leader, so
okay.
She doesn't count anyway.
Well, then you forgot Bede earlier.
Funny.
Either way, you're good.
So it's either Sonia or Oleana.
And if you get this wrong, you lose.
Hmm.
Because this is question 7.
Oh, no.
No. Well,
Jishira, I hate to be, but it's your question.
I hate to say this, but it's on you.
Why would it be on me?
What do you want to do? I'm just going to have to... Do you want to go with Sonia or do you want to go with the other one? And it's a guess.
So the thing is, he didn't randomly pick these. And...
Actually, no. I had Discord. I had people on Discord help me generate.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're fighting Sigma and the fans.
Dang.
That being said, I had final approval. Mr. Briny didn't show up.
Okay.
Okay, because he would have been actually a contestant for the previous question. Okay, so do we think they hate us or love us? Because Oleana, I would argue, is a harder answer to get than Sonia.
Yeah, I will go with Sonia. That's a legit way of thinking about it. If they really had some pity on me.
So they picked Ramus, which was Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
They picked Luker, which is... It's relatively hard, but once you... like, and then they picked... who was the first one, even?
I picked Chantal, just because I wanted something easy and introductory. Something very stereotypical of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it has a decent chance of being Oleana, actually. But I'm just at this point, I'm gaming the minds of a pool of people, and I don't even know who all the people in the pool are. So,
okay. Do you want to go with Oleana? I'm feeling Oleana.
I mean, if we lose, it's on me. So,
no, it's on both of us. Is this Oleana?
Yep, you're good.
Yes.
Yes!
Never in the history of time has anyone been this happy to play and hit par.
Yeah. Although I did, you know, the more that I start, you're like, oh, they're a gym leader by the end of it. I realized That means you also forgot Avery. He was a potential one. Crown Tundra, because by the end of Crown Tundra, he becomes a minor league gym leader.
Right.
Boy, though.
Yeah, right. Back on the question with Ramos.
The other question, you're right. You're absolutely right. But
it didn't matter. It wasn't part of the pool, but...
he's version exclusive, and I played the other game, so I didn't remember him.
At least Alistair had the both cute appeal and the short, you know? Like
Also, his Italian name is Onion. How can you forget something like that?
And can we talk about this guy being way the one from Crown Tundra? I already forgot his name. It's Peary? A little bit... Yeah, Peary. It's a little bit freaky and weird.
Why? I think he's kind of adorable. He's just an overeager guy.
Right. Okay, maybe it's just me from where I am right now. I prefer him when he's possessed.
Oh, yeah.
Than I do when he's normal, so...
Same.
He's just a dad.
But he's sweet.
He's also Rose's brother?
Yeah.
That's just canon.
Maybe it's the fact that, you know, he was overeager with his daughter, and then my character in the game, my in-game character, is female, and now I'm staying in the same room with him. It's kind of freaky.
Oh, you went there. No, I was just like, that's actually the reason I liked him, because, you know, given the situation, I've been trying to, as much as, you know, possible while, you know, being careful, spend a bit of time with my parents. Mm-hmm. And he was like a parent wanting to spend a bit of time with their child. And I guess
it's the him not wanting to listen to his child's pleas is that kind of weirds me out.
That is very fair.
So, give her some space. Let her be.
He was just treating her like she was still a 10-year-old kid. Well, she's a teenager.
He just wanted to have some fun with his daughter.
Yeah.
Alrighty, with that par victory, we move over to Countdown, and Mr. Rulesman will explain it now.
Welcome to Dive. In this game, players will choose from a list of categories to begin. Once the category is selected, each contestant will take turns naming something that belongs in that category. If they give an answer that is incorrect, or has been stated before, or cannot think of one within a minute, that player loses the round, and the other player gets a point.
And we're back from Mr. Rules Man. We are not doing the full list of potential items today. We're just sticking to Pokemon.
Thankfully.
Keeping things breezy. We're doing our target here. I had not decided because I wanted to see how well my 32 held. So we're going to say that between the five Pokemon I have for you, we're gonna up the ante just a little bit and give you 30 guesses across all of them.
Oh, wow. So you're doing the government fun thing. We did the gun. You're just going to give us a little bit less to work for more.
Exactly. You survived. You barely survived with just enough. So you get less.
That being said, this game, it's more that this game, as you go, like, I think you can realistically get these in about six if you're lucky.
No, yes.
And some you might get super early and then give yourself some cushion. I think that's about appropriate.
Okay.
I hope we get like the first few ones really quickly because like down towards the bottom, the clues get really funny.
Okay.
I will always give the 2-1 clues.
Good.
Okay.
Even if we knock those out early.
Good.
So I've got the first one. Whimsicott, we had Jushiro start the first game, so if you'd be so kind, the first hint is the generator Pokemon.
The generator Pokemon. I want to say Electabuzz?
That is incorrect. Jushiro, Thunderwave.
Generator Pokemon knows Thunderwave, which, you know, narrows it down to all electrics. I'm going to say, I'm trying to think of a Pokemon that is used in a power plant, and I can come up with ones that I already know that are not the generator Pokemon, so I'm going to go with, what about Electivire?
Electivire is incorrect. Whimsicott, your hint is Scale Shot.
Charizard.
Charge Bug is not correct. Jushiro, your hint is Sand Veil. So, to summarize, Generator, Thunder Wave, Scale Shot, Sand Veil.
Thundershock, Sand Veil, Power Generator. This is... Who has Sand Veil as a generator Pokemon?
I think I might know.
You can confer. You don't have to...
Oh, we can. Oh, then I think it's Heliolisk.
I was going to say the lizard one. The
Yeah, Heliolisk.
Heliolisk. Is it Heliolisk?
Heliolisk is correct. One above.
Oh, good.
Oof. Okay.
Okay, let me just mark down. Got it. The next hint was Surf, then Parabolic Charge, Electrify, yeah. Solar Power, Normal Type.
No, I would have gotten there.
And then the last one was Clevontic Gear, Stage 2.
See, that's the one hint that said nothing to me. I don't watch the anime.
Sanvei really did narrow it down to Heliodex. I just didn't remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jushi, your first hint, you're starting this one, is Inner Focus.
Inner Focus. Inner Focus... Lucario knows Inner Focus, right?
Well, it's an ability, so saying that it knows it... I don't remember if it has it. It might be. See, yes.
Lucario?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
Whimsicott, Double Edge.
Inner Focus, Double Edge. Double Edge. Gallade?
No. Jushiro, Celebrate.
Celebrate. Inner Focus. What was the third one?
Double Edge.
Double Edge. I'm bad with my memory today. Dunspar.
No. That is not correct. Whimsicott, Snarl.
Snarl. Okay, so there's not like a ton of stuff that gets Celebrate, and I think it's Umbreon.
That is correct.
There we go. Nicely
done.
Because
he gets Celebrate.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, one under par. The next hint was Synchronize, then Dark Type. Then Moonlight, Colosseum, Special Defense, and finally, Poisonous Sweat.
Nice.
A weirdly commonly known fact.
Yeah. So weird to watch him, to see Umbreon walk in Sword and Shield, walk around. It's like, weren't you supposed to be, like, rare?
Yeah.
So you guys are actually doing two above par.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, you're doing well. Which is why I'm really sorry.
Oh, no.
Whimsicott, your hint is Tackle.
Well, wow. Magikarp.
No. Jushiro, your hint is Supersonic.
Tackle and Supersonic, I hate you. Although, Zubat learns both. No, Zubat doesn't learn Tackle. Supersonic. Who learns Supersonic in the, like, what those... Route 1 to 5 Pokemon.
So...
Butterfree learns both Tackle and Supersonic.
Does it learn?
Caterpie learns Tackle.
Okay. Then it could be, it could be something like that.
It is not Butterfree.
Okay.
Whimsicott, Withdraw.
Oh! Withdraw. So...
Supersonic, Tackle, Withdraw, and it's not a Butterfree? I hate you.
Tackle.
No, wait, it's hardened. The derp.
Exactly. Withdraw is something that, like.
A turtle does.
Yeah, turtles and other shell Pokemon. But.
What turtle Pokemon supersonic?
Exactly. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a turtle, but something with a shell.
Yeah, a shell.
Something with a shell that learns.
Slowbro?
Does it learn Supersonic, though? I think it learns Confuse Ray.
Confuse Ray, okay, yeah, not supersonic.
Oh, gosh. Wait. It might be something crazy. So, Withdraw, Supersonic, Tackle, and did we get anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, I want to say Jangmo.
That is clever, but not correct.
Oh, okay. Snap, this is going to kill us.
Zero. Tackle, supersonic, withdraw, razor shell.
Okay. I think it's something like clamper or...
Damn. Yeah, it has to be like supersonic.
I didn't know clamper learned supersonic, but then whoever uses clamper?
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one, I guess, because I really don't have any other ideas. Is it clamper?
Clamperl is not correct.
Hmm.
Your next hint is waterstone.
Okay. Cloister
is not a waterstone, right? Oh, yeah.
Cloister, waterstone, I don't remember.
Yeah, I think cloister evolves with a waterstone, but...
But?
I don't know if it learns supersonic.
So... What else evolves with a waterstone? And I can't think of anything else. So it might be Shelder Cloister.
Is it Cloister?
It is not Cloister.
Son of a gun.
The next hint is Skill Link.
Shelder.
That is correct. You did just guess the wrong half of it.
Yeah.
The next things were Clamp, Shell Smash, Icicle Spear, and the final hint... Slowpoke Chomper. So you're still one above par.
Nice.
Mm.
And I have to say, Slowking Galarian form. Interesting.
You mean weird and creepy, right?
Yes, that's what I meant. I love it.
Curious Medicine is the dumbest ability, but I like it all the same.
Yeah.
All right. So unlike the others, I think these are actually arranged vaguely in difficulty order. So
okay.
Jushiro.
Yes.
Your first hint is wild area.
Hmm. So it's a Gen 8 Pokemon.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It just has to be in wild area. And actually, the wild area has zero Generation 8 Pokemon.
That is true. You're 100% right. I mean, I didn't know that fact, but that didn't have any Generation 8. That's interesting.
I'm not going to say zero, but I don't remember any of them.
Okay.
No, it does have a few. But
let's just say, when I think of wild area, what do I think about? I think about the elephant. What's the name? I don't know all the names yet. Yes, that one.
How? Literally how?
Because most of the time, when you come out of the motorstock door with most weathers, what you see in front of you, the first thing is a Copperajah.
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as you don't completely screw this up.
Jushiro, yes. I love you.
Thank you, madam. Feelings mutual.
Okay, so the hints were Iron Defense, Stomp, Sheer Force, Steel Beam, Strength, Play Rough, is a G-Max, Copper Derm Pokemon, and the final hint was the first Pokemon you see, the evolution of the first Pokemon you see in Sword and Shield.
Nice. It's not Motostoke, actually. It's Hammer, whatever.
Yeah, Hammerlock. Hammerlock,
yeah. But you know, you got what I meant.
So, you just have to get this one, I think.
Okay.
Wait, let me do the math here. That's 4 plus 4 plus 6. That's 14, 15. Yeah, you just have to get this one. And because the ends of these are basically gimmies, you win.
Jushiro, you just... That was... I'm going to say something that people like a third my age say... Pog.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm
I knew you would hate that.
The 30-something Italian woman said Pog. I'm done. I'm retiring.
And the best part
I'm still in college. I'm retiring.
I did it just because I knew it would upset you.
Whimsicott, you have the same mental and moral scruples as a 5-year-old.
Duh.
And with great, great honor, I tell you that your first hint is pound.
Jigglypuff.
Great satisfaction.
It's not a Jigglypuff. Even if it was, it's not Jigglypuff.
Okay.
Jushiro, your hint is Rain Dance.
Pound Rain Dance.
Does the... Okay, Ludicolo's first form, does it learn Pound?
I mean, it doesn't really have hands, so I wouldn't think so.
Oh, Pound is with hands?
Maybe Maybe I've always imagined it as, you know, but
I've actually never put any thought about it, how Pokemon pound.
But it could still
be,
They don't talk about that much, actually.
Right. How does a Pokemon pound?
They don't. You just find an egg.
I just thought, I think it would just default to pounds. And I can very clearly see a Pokemon pouncing. Anyway, pound, rain dish, I'm going to go with...
Not rain dish, rain dance.
Rain dance, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. So rain dance, rain...
You know what it could be, though? And it could very well be Squirtle.
It does learn pound, doesn't he?
I'm pretty sure, yes. Like,
let's go with Squirtle.
It's not Squirtle. Your next hint is Swift Swim, Whimsicott.
Swift Swim. So it could be the Ludicolo line, but since Lota doesn't have hands, could be Lombre or Lota. Which one do you want to say, Jishiro?
I don't see Lombre learning pound. Like, why would it learn that so far off?
Okay.
And if you need hands for pound,
yeah. Let's go with your first instinct, because I think it was okay. Lotad.
Lotad is not correct. All right, Jushi, you ready for the curveball?
Uh-oh. Oh, that's up to now they weren't curveballs?
No, they've been pretty. Yeah, this is where it curves. Gust.
So we got rain dance, we got pound, we got
swift swim,
and we have gust.
Wow. Okay, that's
fascinating.
Like, with swift swim, gust is a curveball. So things that I can remember having: swift swim, the Lotad line, the Capchu line, the Aracuda line, the Chewtle line. And, what else?
Turtle, Tornado.
Ooh, wait.
The water spider.
The Mudkip line, and I don't think Arachnid gets Swift Swim.
Oh, okay.
It has a Water Bubble, and,
No, but I'm talking about the one that turns into, man, I'm forgetting all these names.
Oh, Masquerain?
Right, Masquerain.
Masquerain doesn't have Swim Swim, I don't think.
Okay.
If it does, no one in the history of ever.
No, but the baby form, though. The baby form, because he loses the water.
Yeah.
His basic, sorry.
Yeah, but, like, Masquerain has Intimidate, and we can try, okay? Masquerain.
No, but I want the basic. I'm not talking about
Surskit?
The evolution. Yes, because it's water. It loses the water.
Why would Surskit get Gust, though? It doesn't have wings yet.
Oh, right, because it doesn't have the wings. You're right.
I will need an answer.
So, Masquerain?
No. I was just thinking about the basic, not the evolution. So,
okay.
You mean they could learn it? Yeah, Masquerain then.
Masquerain is not correct.
Okay.
Your next answer is Soak. It's Soak.
Swift Swim.
Okay. Can you repeat all the hints, please?
We have Pound, Rain Dance, Swift Swim, Gust, and Soak.
Do you remember anything else that gets Swift Swim, Jishiro? Mudkip does.
Asumero.
I mean, the Mega Swampert does.
Asumero gets... one of them is not Swift Swim, right?
No.
I know Super Power, Super Strength, but...
Yeah, no.
I don't remember if it's alternate. Okay.
Swim. Okay, another... No. I am very much stuck, but I think we can start, like, I know it. It's Kingdra.
Kingdra.
No.
Okay, I tried.
That's a good answer, but it's not Kingdra.
That was a really good answer, yeah, it's definitely.
Your next hint is Splash.
Splash, eh? Okay.
What the
this
hell?
This is getting a bit ridiculous.
Hoppip learns Splash.
Hoppip learns Splash, but it doesn't have
Swiss Swim. Doesn't apply everything else.
So things that know Splash are like Magikarp, maybe Feebas, Azurill, and Hoppip, and none of those have Swift Swim that I know of. Huh. It's a good thing you got Copperage on the first try, Jushiro. I'm just going to say that.
I really have no idea.
So let's go with... I want to say something like... Wait, you know what? So since it has soak, it's quite likely a water type. And I don't know why it would get gust. But
that's the one that really throws me off.
Yeah, right?
Because I feel that for a water Pokemon to have gust, it has to be like a lore reason for it. And Kindra made perfect sense, but I can't seem to find in my mind, unless, what about the ghost water jelly,
doesn't have Swift Swim.
Doesn't have Swift Swim, okay.
I do need a guess.
Yeah, okay, so let's go with something completely stupid like Kabchu for now. What do you think?
Sure.
That is incorrect. Your next answer is Storm Drain.
Oh, Swift Swim and Storm Drain? Oh, what has both?
Changes form or made different forms?
Can't think of anything that does that, that has all of these. Like, things that have Storm Drain are like Gastrodon and... Wait.
Mm-hmm. Gastrodon has Swift Swim?
Gastrodon doesn't have Swift Swim that I know of, but it could be that it does have it and no one ever uses it because its base speed is ridiculously low.
That is logic.
Yeah. So it could be Gastrodon. Let's go with Gastrodon.
Gastrodon is incorrect.
Oh my god, this is killing us.
Silverwind.
Everything else sounds like a butterfly.
We have answered Masquerain at some point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, Gus is a butterfly, we call us a butterfree. Any other butterflies that might learn Swift Swim?
There are exactly two types of people listening to this right now. The people just as lost as the host.
The ones screaming. Exactly. Oh.
Oh, no. I think anyone who knows this is just going, yeah.
Okay. So
it could be a bug, right? It could be a water bug.
So, water bug.
A water bug. That's why I keep going back to that the Masquerain basic and the other one.
We have Araquanid, yes, but I don't know why it would learn gust.
Right.
And is there another water bug? I'm really struggling.
That's what I'm trying to remember, if there's more water bugs.
Like, it might have to be a Gen 8 one. Can't think of one. So...
Can you repeat once more, sir, all the clues that we have?
Pound, Rain Dance, Swift Swim, Gust, Soak, Splash, Storm Drain, Silver Wind.
Yeah, I feel like all of these is just that one Pokemon that already everyone else knows, and we're just struggling here. Because all of those attacks are pretty specific,
so,
except for Pound.
I will need an answer.
Frostmoth.
No.
So...
All right, second to last hint. U-turn.
Son of a...
Okay.
There's only one thing that it could be, I promise you. That actually seals it.
Yeah, it does sound like Araquanid, but...
Wait. Oh, no, it can't be. Pod?
Oh.
And his evolution.
Yes.
They're water bugs. I don't know if they learn Silver Wind, though. That sounds far-fetched.
I don't know if they have Swift Swim.
Right, because it's either you're a coward or nothing, so it couldn't be him.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess the other, like, the logic that we applied to Gastrodon could apply to Araquanid as well, because it's very slow. So...
Okay.
You want to answer Arachnid?
Yeah, Arachnid?
Arachnid is not correct.
Oh my god.
The last hint. Its name could be an Eeveelution.
Oh, so it ends in Eon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Luminion?
You know what?
The fish one?
You know what?
What?
You're right, it's Luminion.
Luminion. Yeah, it's the only other one that I can think of.
It has a tail like butterfly wings.
Yeah, because it has like butterfly wings, so it can gust. It has silver wings. That jerk. It's the minion.
You know, to be fair, it could be Finion, and we could be screwed.
True, but I think at this point but it has to be.
I don't know that Finion learns U-turn.
Yeah.
So,
Luminion?
Luminion is correct.
Oh my god.
At the bell.
Wow. Oh my god, wow. Wow. Bless Arceus that we guess Copperjaw.
There are two kinds of listeners who are going through that.
Yep.
One who is going, I have no idea what this is. And other people who are like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get not knowing that.
Oh, wow.
This is understandable.
Oh, what a mission.
I even think it's very pretty. But
I mean, it has to do something.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but it has to.
Like, it has, like, one of the craziest move pools you could ever. Oh.
It's crazy, but also bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it's from Gen 4, so obviously I don't remember it.
Oh, that's not the only reason why we don't remember it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the most forgettable.
The Ramos of the Pokemon.
Yeah. But we didn't meme about it, so we couldn't remember it.
Did you know it has a base stat total of 460 with nothing above 92?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
This is a Pokemon that needs a regional evolution now.
Ah, yeah. I wish Pokemon would do reworks.
Well,
they do. They're called regional variants.
No, but...
That's true.
Sometimes they just... throw 10 points in a base stat at someone who just is desperate.
Right, and it. That needs it, yeah.
But,
yeah,
yeah, but Lumina needs like...
100.
40. Or yeah, 50.
They should go like, for the next generation, they should go full on, in that aspect only, full MMO, where it's like, so we tweaked a little bit the, you know, Umbreon this and that, because obviously it hasn't worked or whatever, and they would change every once in a while, but I know that's too much to ask.
Just give me a regional Luminion evolution.
Yeah, that would work pretty well, actually. And you can have, like, an even better color scheme.
Yeah, well, let's just thank our stars that they decided to stick with at least one mechanic. And we have regions now more commonly since we keep losing that one thing they apply every generation.
Regional variants were the best.
Talking about Mega.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I know Jushiro. Mini Thatch. All right. And with that, you guys did win both of your games. You are the current reigning champions. I probably won't send the trophy out. I do just keep it on my shelf.
Just polish it for us every once in a while.
Right. All right. Give it a kiss. Now a tongue
and
kiss.
With,
Bye, Jushiro, I don't like why? That.
I don't know what I expected, and I'm still disappointed.
I mean, just consider yourself lucky that you didn't actually try to call this episode a Battle of the Accents, because I would have tried to go Brit the entire way through, and that would have been extremely unpleasant.
Oh, yeah, no, my accent is bad enough. I can't make any other. My best impression I have
either,
is a Mikkel accent.
But I sure as heck will try.
Every accent I attempt either goes Southern or a not-so-flattering Hindi, and I don't know why. But that's where they always end up, so I just don't attempt them.
Like... if I try to intentionally thicken my Italian accent, I end up Russian. So, just
no, that's true.
That's what we. Oh, I won't say that one on air. And with that, we will wrap things up. If you want to catch more of these two jokers, Whimsicott was apparently on the main show this week, so you can go check that out.
Yes,
I'm sure Jushiro will be on soon.
I'll be on the TCG cast next week. Or when it's released, sorry.
Yeah. You'll be on the TCG cast. We've got a bunch of stuff. You can check all of the other stuff out on our Puckle Plus feed, as well as the main show. You can throw us some money via Patreon or whatever t-shirt store we're using, or Twitch. Watch our battles of the episode, Pokemon of the episode. They're fun. Claude and P. McGee deserve a better show, but they're with us, and we won't let them go.
Too true.
We've got social media. You can find them. It's not hard. We are not the Indian Civil Rights Group. We are the idiots who steal all of their traffic. And I think with that, that's everything I need to hit. Oh, no, Fall League. Fall League is, like, opening now-ish. It should have been open for a couple days. If you want to participate, we've got a VGC thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
A lot of fun.
Shamu got to be Bug-type, but now also Psychic-type.
Whoa.
No, not Psychic. Flying. Flying. So enjoy that. It'll be a lot of fun.
I predict no shenanigans or memes whatsoever.
You haven't met Shamu.
And you clearly do not understand sarcasm.
It's Italian sarcasm. It's lost in translation.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that imported?
Yep.
And with that...
It's like the pizza, it's just better.
Yeah, but it apparently didn't get through customs, so...
Children, I'm trying to close the episode.
Sorry, it's...
I will turn this episode around.
It's too sassy for customs.
Oh my gosh, Jushiro, step aside for extra screen for extra screening. I have been Linian.
I have been a not so sorry Whimsicott.
Some say I'm sorry, Jushiro.
In here. Star game showroom. It's happy hour.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.